Welcome to the Cash Consideration CCN 20. That is No Sleep Till Brooklyn. That was for you, Claire Chick. Producer's choice, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks with the music on the wheels of steel. I'm Dave Sharapan at Sports Beat Cake and Sink. The show is called Cash Considerations. This is the CCN 20 where we do a daily hit rap segment. Whatever it is, it's here for you. Download the podcast wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Podbean, all this other crap. Just keep listening to the show. It's a great pre-workout download. Newbie, you can get a quick walk-in with the dog. Like, you could do a lot of things with this podcast, no?
The puppy's still getting the sea legs under, so I ain't getting shit done during those walks. I can tell you that much, Dave. But yeah, shout out to Claire Check. Reached out on the email asking for a little Beastie Boys. He said producer rules on that one. Appreciate the daily efforts. Hat tip to Claire Check. Listeners can always get at us at the email.
That's right. He's newbietalks@gmail.com. I am sportsbkconsig@gmail.com.
Yeah, make sure you enunciate that. You don't want any mailer.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to miss a letter. Apparently, there's kickbacks that things miss a letter. SportsBK for book, consig, short for conciliary. There it is. Mr. Freeze 32, great question yesterday, talking about the baseball, which we do pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. And that was a good question. They only mentioned a baseball today. We're not going to talk about futures or anything like that. I just wanted to mention that today would have been Willie Pop Stargell's birthday.
Mm. I don't even know who that is.
A lot of people. So I want to shout out the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. That team with Dave Parker in right field, Stargell at first. There were some great players. Ed Ott just passed away. He was the catcher of that team. That team won the World Series. The Pirates actually won the World Series, boys and girls, if you're listening to the show. It actually happened. Yes, before Newbie was born.
That's how you know.
Before Yanitzi was born.
It's ancient history.
It's history. It was actually in color. There was color TVs and stuff back then.
If you were rich, you had the color TVs.
We had one in the house. That was it. Everybody watched it. You had to get up and change the channel. Wow. It was a big deal, but it's true. That team and We Are Family by Sister Sledge is the reason why.
Legendary.
I like sports. I love sports, and I love music so much. We played that at all the bar mitzvahs and all the music, get-togethers, weddings, everything. Probably even at wakes, We Are Family. That's part of Pittsburgh lore. So just wanted to shout that out real quick. That's the baseball portion of the show. Brought to you by Saks Underwear. Ballpark pouch underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat out seams. That's Saks Underwear. I wear them. I highly recommend them. Mr. Free said he bought a pair because of us doing the read back on BVB in Arizona, and he swears by them now. That dude walks out to get a ride to work every day. He works 11-hour shifts.
That's the salt of the earth kind of right there. That's a
beautiful thing. That it does. And he walks that salt of the earth in Saks underwear. So thank you for that.
It protects your salt of your earth, if you know what I'm saying.
What's
that?
It
protects the salt of your earth is really what I'm saying, if you know what I'm saying. Picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that part of things yesterday with the scorpion just
still hurts. That guy. Still hurts.
Thinking about that last night at the game, we were talking about that. That was nuts. All right, let's go to before I mention that. Yeah, we got to mention the Brigade Proxy Service because Mr. Freeze put that out in the email. You can get in touch with us and at me and Peralt here in Vegas and set you up to sign up for the football contest. Not until May or June. But if you're coming out, we'll hook you up. That's how I met Mr. Freeze. He's a customer for life. All right, customer for life. How about NHL plays? I mean, NHL plays have been pretty good. You've been pretty hot, too. You've been picking up this
Cashed
NHL.
Cashed another one last night.
I know.
Coyotes over. The game that nobody was looking at. I wanted to bet the game that nobody was looking at tonight. But then the entire fucking Eastern Seaboard of Anaheim was announced out, apparently. So
really,
you saw that, right? Like the line just like went insane on Ottawa Anaheim. I wanted to bet the over in that game, but I have no, I mean, like, nobody's playing in it. So who's going to score the over?
That's funny you said that. See, we don't talk before the show. You know what my hockey play of the day today is.
Is it over in Ottawa?
So when you look, there's only three games: Buffalo at Toronto, Detroit at Colorado.
And I like Ottawa the small slates. I feel like I can ISO in a little bit better on the small slates.
Three games. Is it chalk? Chalk. And nope.
Chalk.
Right? No. See, this is the thing. Ottawa's favored. Gigantic steam.
Huge. It went from 150, it's up to like 200.
Right now, thanks to you.
Yeah, it's so I'll read the list. If you want to talk about the line, I'll grab the list for you here.
All right. The line went open minus 150, current minus 185 or 190, as high as 205 at Caesars, where I know my man Tommy's moving the number. So I know that's pretty legit.
So Zgrass, Dave, out. Troy Terry, out. Mason McTavish, out. Leo Carlson, out. Adam Henrique, traded. Sam Carrick, traded.
Damn.
Everybody's out. Who the fuck is scoring goals? I already bet over. I'm screwed.
I don't think you are. Relax.
Really?
I think you'll be good. Yeah, that was the play. So it was going to be chalk. Yes, Toronto.
Yes.
Chalk? Question mark. Sound on Detroit. I think Detroit's going to give Colorado everything.
I'm with you there. Handle.
Colorado has been really good at home.
Exactly.
Really good. But I think that one is a live dog, plus a goal and a half. Watch it in-game live. We'll be on at Sports Grid. I'll be keeping an eye on that one later. 6:37 Pacific start, so late part of the show, but I'll be watching it. But that other game, yesterday we had a general principle play with the Blackhawks in Arizona, game that nobody was watching.
Pee-pee-poo-poo-ca-ca, bet over.
Right. Same thing, Ottawa-Anaheim. I want you to stick with it if you've
played. All right, I already did.
Fine. Don't bet the other side yet. Let's go with it. That's the play, the over in that game.
I like it.
For Palmetto Yinzer, he's listening to the show. He loves it now. He said, this is part of my daily routine. Now I can't wait for it to drop between. He goes, can you do it a little bit earlier so I can really make sure I get all the plays in? Because how'd that lacrosse play work out yesterday?
No, you were glad that you didn't get in on the lacrosse play. Finally, the lacrosse gods, Dave. I talked about how we had the wrong side winner with the Maryland and Notre Dame over, you know, the empty netter. We got paid back. The goalies played out of their fucking mind, Dave. Like, I'm talking like All-American status. They were stonewalling everything. There should have been like 40 goals scored. The goaltending kept it under last night. So finally, we lose a lacrosse play. We were due for it. But
well, that's
people
for those
really
of
didn't
you
get
that
to play.
Missed the play.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's
it actually went at 5. So the episode went up afterwards. So all people could be like, damn, I wish I would have gotten that play. And then guess what? It was apropos, serendipitous that you did not get that play.
That was the text that I got. I was like, we tried to get it done earlier. It was, you know, apologies, but that's good. So we get it. It's dropped by 5:30 Eastern, 2:30
at the latest.
At the latest, I give them the end time. Just subscribe to the show. It'll come right to you when we drop it.
And I'll tell people, too, some reason Apple Podcasts is a bitch. So, like, it does upload a lot quicker to Spotify. So if you want it as quick as possible, make sure you're subscribed on Spotify. If you don't care about the timeliness, Apple Podcasts, just fine.
There you go.
It's crazy the namesake, like, Apple Podcasts coined the name podcast, and they have the worst interface for getting podcasts up. Pretty funny.
Isn't that usually the case?
It's like Skype completely fumbling the ball in COVID and somehow getting lapped by Zoom, who came out of nowhere. It was like Skype was positioned to be the only game in town, and they still fucked it up.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, it's Toronto. It's maybe Colorado, close game. Maybe we see an overtime game. That game over, and Ottawa-Anaheim over. Like, apparently nobody's playing for Anaheim, which leads me to believe it's either they're going to get smoked or they're going to win a game outright. I mean, it's one of two things, situation there. That's the hockey portion of the show. We just killed a penalty 2 minutes in and out. NBA, let's take a look real quick because what a crazy – I don't know what you saw last night, Noobs, what you didn't see.
I just saw Boston, Buddy Hield cashing under 13 points. It was easy money. Never a sweat.
Easy money. But in the meantime, with that, okay, we had this. Boston was leading. Let's see. I want to read it directly from Cavs Notes, at Cavs Notes on the Twitter. The Cavaliers had never overcome a 22-point deficit or higher in the fourth quarter since the NBA began tracking play-by-play. Their previous biggest fourth-quarter comeback since 1997-98 had been 19 points, done five times, most recently 224-20 versus Miami. That comes also via Elias Sports. The Celtics blow the game to the Cavs. They were 8.5-point favorites. They lose outright. Denver, also 8.5-point favorites in a big game at home where they never lose, play the Phoenix Suns, who don't win on the road. Phoenix won 117-107 in overtime. Noobs, everybody likes to play odds maker. Everybody likes to, you know, make their own numbers and different things. Both teams lost. They play in Denver on Thursday.
Mm.
Don't look. What do you think that number should be? If Boston is at Denver, okay, Denver's already home. They lost to Phoenix the game before. Boston's starting a road trip. They're in Cleveland last night. They go to Denver Thursday. They go to Phoenix Saturday.
Denver's off tonight, right? They're not playing tonight.
Denver's off. Both teams off.
You got to make Denver favored. You have to.
Right?
What, 1.5, 2?
See, this is why you're gonna. I mean, if things go bad with the media stuff, we're gonna just open a book, or we're gonna be odds makers.
Is that what you got? 1.5, 2?
Immediately, I make the number in my head without looking. I say it's Denver 2.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, the money will pour in on Boston.
It's Boston -1.5 or 2.
That's a WTF play. That's a wrong team favored play.
This is why, again, a master's level discussion or PhD level discussion real quick, broken down in about 30 seconds. We need to find the price that they're going to bet Denver. Because if we make Denver favored, like you just said, you take all Boston money.
All Boston bets, yeah.
Boston's the best team in basketball, best record, lapping the Eastern Conference. That's why it makes sense. Does it mean it's going to win? No, it does not. I can't wait for that game tomorrow. It's appointment viewing. I wanted to talk that scenario out tonight because we'll have a look ahead, you know, to a really good game. That might be the NBA preview. We're talking about exactas and things. Boston over Denver, Denver over Boston. Both are over 10-1 right now. Worth a look. Tonight, Milwaukee's at Golden State. Golden State's 3-point favorite. Kind of glanced at that game and thought, is this Milwaukee going to do this trick again? Are they going to actually, like, be home favorites? Giannis ruled out, flips the Clippers being -3 from being a 5-point dog, and the Bucks cover every number the game stays under.
I think that's likely. It's not like Golden State's crazy at home. So,
right.
You know.
That game's going under.
Yeah.
That's the play.
Isn't it like, it's like 15 points lower than the total when they played the first time. And that was one of the unders that we wanted to play. So, They want you to bet the over. They want you to bet the over. We're going to bet the under.
Don't.
And the
Lakers are going to be a regular part of this show because it's later. It's a later game, 7:40 Pacific, 10:40 Eastern, giving enough people enough time. I enjoy rooting against the Lakers.
It feels good.
Most of the time. Tonight, Sacramento +2.5. What am I missing here? I think I have a blind spot. Any thoughts on this game?
Are you saying you want to take the 2.5?
I do. Yeah.
But whenever Lakers do cover, it's at home, right? Yep. 23-10 at home.
Absolutely.
Against the number. But then why is it so short against the Kings?
Right.
It's a little fishy line special. That's a pass for me.
All right.
It's fishy. Smells fishy enough that you could talk.
That you want to pop in here?
No, you could talk me into the Kings pretty quickly. But it's as it stands right now, it's a pass for me. As far as anything for me tonight, nothing that I love. Maybe I would look towards laying it with the Hawks, but I don't know. No player props, nothing standing out to me. I think laying it with Atlanta against Cleveland, that would be the best.
Okay. For me. All right. Orlando, Washington under. We talked about that on Bostonia versus the book. You guys can go listen to that as well. P. Ralt made a very compelling case for that game to be under. I kind of like it. other than that, there's the NBA is getting really strange. There's going to be nights like tonight where I feel like if you make a play, you're forcing it, and there's no need to force it. There's other opportunities, or just take the night off and go smell some grass. Like, it's fine too. Go touch some grass. It's not that kind of grass. Not that. I didn't mean that. I meant the green stuff you go standing on. College basketball tonight. There's some really good games. Tennessee's at South Carolina. Excellent game. Orange, Tennessee, road favorites. I like them leading the dog. BYU's at Iowa State. Another big game. Iowa State talking about people talking about them actually winning the whole thing. Laying a pretty big number, 7.5-8 against BYU. Expect that one to go back and forth. And actually over. It's 130 is the total. It's too low. UConn clinched the number one seed, number one spot. They won the Big East. They're playing at Marquette tonight. I don't know why they're playing. I don't know what they're even playing for other than to continue the momentum. But they're laying points. And a lot of people in our chat today said that that number should be way higher. I don't know why it should be way higher. I think Marquette's going to keep it close. And Houston, the number one team in the country, at Central Florida, laying a huge number, 8.5, 9. Come on, bro. That's way too high. So I like that game actually to go over as well. They're making that number too low. So those are the college basketball thoughts quickly.
Fairly.
Anything else?
I got one for you. Fairly.
Something.
Fairly ridiculous. That's Fairly Dickinson University. Yeah. Getting points. Extra board, Dave. Lemoyne Dolphins against Fairly Dickinson. We're taking the points. Take the spot.
It's the first time in show history that Fairly Dickinson has been.
I brought you the Marist winner. I'm bringing you a Fairly Ridiculous winner. Take the four. They win outright.
The Northeast Conference quarterfinal round. Bottom teams are home.
NEC. We're taking them on the road. We're taking them on the road. Forget the Dolphins. We're fading them. This is another. I like looking at the lacrosse team. I stumble upon the basketball team. We're taking it against the Lemoyne Dolphins.
I love this. I love this. This is so good. I'm hearing this shit for the first time right now. I love it. What's for lunch?
We already smoked some. We stopped. We picked them up at LAX. Actually, very nice, easy pickup. Beautiful. No traffic. In and out. Stop by a spot if they want to sponsor the show. Mendocino Farms. Absolutely love it. Fire sandwiches, salads. Smoked it. Yeah. Not so fried chicken sandwich. Has like nice little mustard aioli on there. It's like chicken strips, but then they put like these like superfood crunchies on it. So you get the nice little crunch, but it's not fried. Dave, stellar.
Damn, that sounds delicious, and I'm starving.
Go get some.
I gotta go get me some sort of chicken sandwich. I went to the basketball game last night at UNLV. They played San Diego State. It was senior night, which always gets me emotional. When you know most of these guys, their career's probably done, and it's their last game at home. It was such a fun environment. I was around a bunch of odds makers, people that I've worked with in Vegas, and hung out with both at the game and then after the game at a place called Naked City Pizza, which has wings and pizza, old school corner bar in a hood in Vegas. It smells good. It doesn't look good, but man, it tastes good. That was really something else. Yeah, it was excellent. Shout out to all the boys. The original Cash Considerations crew, Mo Toy Pearson and Alan Berg, were with me last night.
Love it.
They want to get back into the podcast game.
You're welcome anytime. Yanitzi doesn't show up.
Ask him on the show.
So please.
Yanitzi left us.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully he'll be back. We got to do the long form. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the suggestions via email. Newbie, thanks for the music. Good choice on a Producer Rules Wednesday. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK and Sing. This is the CCN 20 over and out.